Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 62, recorded on Monday, October 7th, 2013. Well, so far so good on the weekly podcast thing. I seem to be working on Monday. I mean, occasionally might be Tuesday, but this working on Monday thing seems to work out pretty well. Glad that the habit seems to be sticking. So, well, I was actually... This almost became a clip show, maybe not a clip permanently show, but a clip episode, I guess. This also almost became a clip show, and mainly about the Affordable Care Act stuff. I listened to a couple shows that do that sort of thing. A big one is called No Agenda, which is kind of a goofy conspiracy show. It's John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry, one of the early podcast guys. And they're going to slam the government and talk about conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff. But one of the interesting things they do is kind of like John Stewart. In either case, pull clips from things that, you know, politicians, et cetera, are saying and kind of compare and contrast that with reality. And I almost did that with this show because over the past week, the whole, you know, shutdown, I have been definitely reading up on the Affordable Care Act and some healthcare policy stuff in general, things like that, which I know a little bit about, but not as much as I want to. And I don't feel like I'm there with the healthcare policy overall yet. I mean, it's been interesting talking to people and even people that I thought would have be more against it than for the act. I've seen it anecdotally, but you've also read about this where people will say that they're against the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, yet then say that they're for most of the provisions. Now, and there are even ways that you can square that in your head. You know, for example, you say, I just don't believe, you know, I think those things are all good ideas, but I don't think the government should be involved in enforcing them, though how they're going to be enforced otherwise, I wouldn't really know, or, you know, payment or whatever. I mean, there are ways, but most people, that's not the level of, of nuance that we're usually getting here. It's, oh yeah, all those things are a great idea. No, Obamacare is terrible. Yeah. So I'm not where I want to be, but I've read up enough, at least on the Affordable Care Act, to be able to talk about it and to be able to tell when people, especially politicians, are misleading in their rhetoric. Now I realize that's not exactly uncommon, but it makes me cranky, especially when I know enough to know that it's correct. And that's kind of where I was going with the whole clip thing. I actually started down the road to starting that, and I was like, it's going to be pretty hard until I get a separate device with me. That's mainly what stopped me. It would be more complicated, if possible, because I could just do everything on here and then create an MP3 and then start doing the clips. Which I guess is not much different than what I'll do in the future, but still, it just kind of went the wrong way with me. I decided not to do that, but it's still something that's hanging around in the back of my head. Just depending on how things go, you know, with this whole the shutdown and the continuing resolution, and the debt ceiling coming up, you know, the Affordable Care Act kind of seems to have fallen out of the limelight with that. I don't know. It's Monday. I mean, the weekend was relatively quiet other than, yeah, nothing's happening. So we'll see if that comes up, starts back into the issues again. Right now, they just seem to be wanting to piecemeal open parts of the government. Well, I guess the only thing that has been brought up about the Affordable Care Act, which annoyed me, was the website. Hiccups, hangups, issues. And I really, that's not a good idea. I mean, you need to do the best you can on this sort of thing. But ultimately, come on, people. Apple had problems, for a while. The day that, especially day of things, the day that they released iOS 7, anytime, Twitter's gotten better. But for years, Twitter was almost a joke during any sort of major event. Sure, it's the government, but, the government, and they have infinite resources, but they don't hire scaling experts for the most part. They're not, that's not their yes, they need to realize that these things need to scale, but you know, it's hard for anybody other than, with the possible exception of Google, to really do a good job on that sort of thing to the level that you probably would have needed to. And they're not going to be hiring a whole bunch of Googlers. I mean, Twitter spends a huge amount of money. We found out from these public offering information, on R&D, and most of that R&D is on scaling, I guess on a few other things, but scaling is a big portion of what they're doing because they're trying to make sure that things are up. This is cutting edge stuff that, the government, they'll get it resolved, but to think that they're going to, not have problems when everyone has problems with that sort of thing, it's just kind of silly. Yeah. Irritating. Anyway, let's switch gears to something a little less aggravating for me. I wrote this down wrong in my notes, so I have to. Crap. Hold on 1 second. This is. I wrote Tumblr, and it completely stymied, blew my head up. I couldn't think of what I actually wanted to talk about. It's Flatter, not Tumblr. I guess the lack of the final E caused an index hiccup in my brain. But Flatter, yeah. I am during the past week put Flatterer buttons on my podcast in my feed, I believe, and on the website. Mostly in response to Dave Slusher has been for the past couple of episodes of Evil Genius Chronicles has been talking about this in just a way of kind of trying to get at least a little bit of maybe a podcast economy going. In a distributed, non-centralized fashion. And I think it's a great idea. I wouldn't think that it would take that many people to at least get a little bit of something going. And, I've had a Flatter account for a long time. I had used it for a little while. I think 3 years ago, I looked in there. It was mainly 2010 stuff. So I reactivated it and I put in just a little bit of money, kind of exactly what Dave I recommended, just start with a few months and the minimum subscription and see where it goes from there. And so I've done that and turned on the Flatter stuff myself as well. And I will post a link in the show notes to my Flatter account just for the heck of it. That'll be something to add to the show notes. But I'm definitely using it. I've been clicking on several things. And so I think it's on the 10th that they do the payouts. So people will be getting a little bit of money from me come the 10th. And I think that's pretty cool. So I think it's a great idea. I'll make a link to the general Flatter site as well. I guess I would expect that the four people that are listening to this will know what Flatter is, but just in case you don't, I just realized. So Flatter is basically a way to get around the high activation threshold, like relative activation threshold of little micro payments to people. So let's say, as in effect, what I'm doing is I'm going to be given Dave Slusher. I say, hey, I like your site. I click on it and, it's a pain in the butt for you to click on something and say, I'm going to give this person a little bit of money, a quarter, let's say. Well, first of all, a quarter is, there's going to be a transaction cost that are going to eat up most of the quarter or make you giving them a quarter really cost you, 45 cents one way or the other. You got to figure all that stuff out. So these really small payments don't have a lot of bang for their buck. So the way Flatter gets around that is you put a larger lump of money that is you only have to do once. And then also, of course, when you're doing these little microtransactions, you're constantly doing, here's 10 cents for you and here's a quarter for you. And it's kind of a pain in the ass. So Flatter, you put a larger lump sum into just a big bucket that they hold onto for you. And then you decide this month I'm going to, here's $5 a month, let's say, and you put in, $15 for 3 months. So every month you just go through and these Flatter has, a dynamic JavaScript and plugins for WordPress. And so there's a zillion different ways for you to get Flatter widgets that you can put on your main screen, or you can put, your main page of your website. You can Flatter people, you don't have to Flatter podcasts, but for podcasts generally, it's going to go in the RSS feed. It's going to be on each of the individual pages that, are representative of the podcast, etc. And you can just click on the little button and say, hey, I like this. and that's it. You're not worried about how much am I paying, who am I paying, all that. You're just clicking, you know, it's similar to clicking likes or plus ones on Google or Facebook or whatever. And then at the end of the month, Flattr pulls that information together and says, you're giving out $5 this month and you've flattered, 100 people. So each of them gets 5 cents. Or you flattered 5 people and each of them gets $1. They just cut it up equally among the things that you flattered. But if a lot of people are doing that, even if I'm only given 5 cents, 1,000 people giving 5 cents is, I think, $50. Hopefully I got that right. It was off the top of my head. So we can add up to real money, the more people we get into the system. And Flattr's also doing a good job. I didn't have this the last time I was looking at it, but they do actually integrate into some other services. So like I know Flickr, I think Instagram, a couple other ones, but like services that you're already using and doing things like liking on or favoriting. So you can favorite pictures in Flickr. You can like things on Instagram. And if you set up your account properly, you can have it set up so that the act of doing those things in Instagram, for example, or I think Twitter, if you favor a Twitter tweet, effectively becomes a Flattr like. So you don't even have to use the separate widget. I don't do enough of that to make that something that I've hooked up yet. But I might look in, because I do. I have to look at the one for YouTube. I watch a reasonable number of YouTube videos, and I definitely use the vote up thing. And if that's what they use, I can't remember now, or the, I like this thumbs up, that might work actually. So, then obviously the only issue, the little bit of an issue there is that if you're using Flattr widgets, pretty much I can't put a Flattr widget on my page unless I'm involved with Flattr. So there's no worry that the money is not going to be, it's not going to flow directly to the person. Whereas if I'm in some other service, in YouTube, and I'm constantly plus one in this guy's stuff, and he's never heard of Flattr and doesn't have a Flattr account, but there is a way, there is a method. Flattr will hold on to that money. And I think they may reach out to the person and say, hey, we have some money for you if you create a Flattr account. But that does, there is a potential for that doesn't exist if you're just using the regular Flattr widgets themselves. But anyway, I think that'll be neat. And I guess next week, this time, I'll be able to report a little bit and see, that my money's flown out. And maybe I think I have had at least one Flattr myself. So I'll have, 5 cents in my account. Woo! So it'll be fun. So that was good that happened this week. Not a huge amount else. It's a pretty quiet weekend at the homestead. We actually did a lot of cleaning. It was just kind of a fall cleaning day on Saturday. And then on Sunday was kind of a project day. There's a guest room, kind of media room, has a TV and stuff in it that needed the wallpaper, has needed the wallpaper removed for a while and to be repainted. And Charlotte and I finally, she started it. And I realized it's going to be a big project. So I got in there a little bit later and we basically spent the day stripping wallpaper, getting everything clean, but finished it up near the end of the day. And so that room is ready to be painted now and I think sanded and touched up and painted, whatever. It's a lot closer than it was. It was a long day, but there was accomplishment at the end of it, so it was good. And other than that, also I just found out, I think Friday, I found out just during the week last week that I was going to get to go to a conference that we were looking into it and see if the budget was there and everything. And it turned out it's the SQL Pass, which is like a big Microsoft's big SQL Server conference, kind of the equivalent of a Google I/O or Apple's, developer conference. This is specifically for SQL Server. So both administrators and developers go to SQL Pass usually every year. And a lot of times it's in Seattle. I went 2 or 3 years ago when it was in Seattle. But occasionally it is not in Seattle. And this year it is in Charlotte, which was a big bonus a big increase in the possibility that I was going to get to go, because at that point, all they really need to pay for is the conference and maybe a couple of lunches or something, because they don't have to pay for a ticket or a travel ticket, and they don't have to pay for a hotel room because I'm up here. So that leaned heavily in my favor, and indeed tipped it over the edge. So going to SQL Pass next week, I believe. So if there's anybody who does listen to this who is going to SQL Pass, I find that probably fairly unlikely, but you never know. Or if you have a friend, you know, friend of a friend wise, you know, somebody that's going to SQL Pass, I'd love to say hi to him. That'd be fun. So, and I'm looking forward to that next week. I've got to sit down and start looking at which sessions I'm going to be checking out. So that's about, let's say we're 15 and a half minutes. So that's pretty good. That hasn't been too much going on other than that lately. A couple new games. But maybe we'll talk more about games next week. I think we'll be doing some heavy playing this week. Played a decent amount of LOL last week as well, League of Legends. And I'm started actually back into playing in what's called Classic mode again, which I have avoided for quite a while. That's like the most heavy-duty mode. Oh, and I guess and part of the reason that I was doing a lot of that last week is the League of Legends World Championships were last Friday, so 3 days ago, Friday night. I'm terrible with the names of the teams. The two finalists were a Chinese team and a Korean team. The Korean team won 3-0, which it was a best of five, and they just basically crushed the Chinese team, which then they were all both good. I mean, obviously, they were the two finalists. So in watching that, paying attention to that, I started, and that is played in what's called classic mode in a five versus five. Five people on each side. There's two classic modes. There are two different maps. One is called Summoner's Rift, and it's a five men on each side, and or five champions on each side. And then the 3-on-3 is called Twisted Tree Line. And the only map and or game mode that goes into the championships by far, I guess it's the most popular, is Summoner's Rift, the 5v5 team matches. And lately I have been playing two alternate game modes much more. One called Dominion, which is more like a capture the flag, or not capture the flag, but a capture the points, the certain points on the map and control them sort of game, which is not what Summoner's Rift is. Basically push and destroy your opponent's headquarters. So it's more like capture the flag. And then there's a new one called ARAM, which is stands for all random all mid, which you'd have to know enough about the game for me to explain, but it's kind of basically a free for all. We're just going to get in here and fight. It's kind of a simplified version of the main game. Five versus five, and there's the map's pretty small, and you're pretty much fighting all the time. And and your summoner, the champion you use, is picked randomly from the group that you have available, which is kind of wacky but fun, and it gets you to learn more champions. So I've been playing more of those two, of Dominion and ARAM lately. ARAM's gotten really popular because it used to be something that people just created like this metagame for out of the main game, and so you kind of had to trust that the other people were picking randomly and that they were going to stay in the one lane. And that game mode got so popular that Riot, the people that make League of Legends, created a separate mode for it where, you know, everything was taken care of because there is only one lane in that map, and the randomness happens automatically. So it was nifty that they did that, and it's been really popular since it's new, and it's fun. And then Dominion is a little bit simpler game than the standard classic mode. Even Twisted Tree Line is more complicated. So I kind of moved away from the classic games. But this week I was like, well, I mean, it's not like I'm going to be a good enough player to play even in normal ranked games anytime soon. But I'm feeling a little bit better about it. And so I decided to start picking some champions that I really liked and start trying to play them in Summoner's Rift again, which is it. Not only is it the only game that, you know, has this big championship series for it, but it's the game that's like studied most extensively. So when you go and you're looking at strategy guides and things, you're going to get the best and the most up to date information for Summoner's Rift games because that's what most people, you know, like and play and write about. And I did. I had actually been doing pretty well game wise. I had a one string where I think out of 10 games, I was on the victorious side 8 times. It's not always or even often due to me, but hey, still I was there. So it was 8-2. As I've moved into Summoner's Rift games, that has dropped significantly, but I'm getting more and more comfortable. I just have to play, you know, you have to play to learn. So I've done some of that in the past week as well. And I watched the semifinal games. I didn't watch the final. It was Friday night at 11, and we were actually home, but we were playing a game. I didn't think about it, but I've got a channel. I think I mentioned that on here. There's a channel on the Roku that actually shows the archives of the championships and stuff. So I've been working my way through the quarterfinal matches right now. But I may jump ahead and just watch those final games because they look like they were pretty good. So that's about it. I think that, you know, we're at 20 minutes now. So we'll wrap up for today and we'll talk more next week. So this has been Ken Kennedy and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com, KENZOID. And my email address is kkennedy, KKENNEDY, at kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus profile link will be in the show notes. And as will my Flatter one this time. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.